Chapter 2. Zeus, the King of the Gods. In the northern part of Greece, there was a very high mountain called Mount Olympus, so high that during almost all the year its top was covered with snow, and often, too, it was wrapped in clouds. Its sides were very steep and covered with thick forests of oak and beech trees. The Greeks thought that the palaces of their gods were above the top of this mountain, far out of the reach of men and hidden from their sight by the clouds. Here they thought that the gods met together in a grand council hall and held great feasts at which they talked over the affairs of the whole world. Zeus, who ruled over the land and the air, was the king of the gods and was the greatest and strongest among them. The strength of all the other gods put together could not overcome him. It was he who caused the clouds to form, and who sent the rain to refresh the thirsty earth. His great weapon was the thunderbolt, which he carried in his right hand. But the thunderbolt was seldom used, for the frown and angry nod of Zeus were enough to shake the palaces of the gods themselves. Although Zeus was so powerful, he was also kind and generous to those who pleased him. The people who lived upon the earth loved as well as feared him and called him Father. He was the most just of all the gods. Once, when there was a great war between the Greeks and another people, all the other gods took sides and tried to help those whom they favored all they could. But Zeus did not. He tried to be just, and at last he gave the victory to the side which he thought deserved to have it. The oak was thought to be sacred to Zeus because it was the strongest and grandest of all the trees. In one part of Greece there was a forest of these, which was called the Forest of Dodona. It was so thick and dark that the sunbeams scarcely found their way through the leaves to the moss upon the ground. Here the wind made strange low sounds among the knotted branches, and people soon began to think that this was their great god Zeus speaking to men through the leaves of his favorite tree. So they set this forest apart as sacred to him, and only his servants, who were called priests, were allowed to live in it. People came to this place from all parts of Greece to ask the advice of the god, and the priests would consult with him and hear his answers in the murmuring of the wind among the branches. The Greeks also built beautiful temples for their gods, as we build churches. To these temples they brought rich gifts of gold and silver and other precious things to show how thankful they were for the help which the gods gave them. In each temple there was a great block or marble called the altar, and on this a small fire was often kept burning by the priests. If anyone wished to get the help of one of the gods, he would bring a dove or a goat or an ox to the temple so that the priests might kill it and burn part of its flesh as an offering, for they thought that the smell of the burning flesh pleased the gods. Since Zeus was the greatest of the gods, many of the most beautiful temples in Greece were built in his honor. A part of one of these temples to Zeus is still standing, and you can see it if you ever go to Greece. It was made of the finest white marble and was surrounded on all sides by rows of tall columns, beautifully carved. In another temple there was a great statue of Zeus made of ivory and gold. It was over 60 feet high and showed the god seated on a great throne which was covered with carving. The robe of the god was of solid gold, but it was the face of the statue which the Greeks thought was the most wonderful. It was so grand and beautiful that they said, either the sculptor must have gone up into heaven and seen Zeus upon his throne, or the god must have come down to earth and shown his face to the artist. Besides building temples for their gods, the Greeks also held great festivals in their honor. The greatest of these festivals was the one which was held in honor of Zeus at a place called Olympia. Every 4 years, messengers would go about from town to town to give notice of it. Then all wars would cease, and people from all over Greece would come to Olympia to worship the god. There they would find the swiftest runners racing for a wreath of olive leaves as a prize. There they would also find chariot races and wrestling matches and other games. The Greeks believed that Zeus and the other gods loved to see men using their strength and skill to do them honor at their festivals. So for months and months beforehand men practiced for these games, and the one who gained the victory in them was looked upon as ever after the favorite of gods and men.